Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Wallison. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Great to see you, Wallison. Where are you coming from?
I am in Brazil, São Paulo.
Oh, you're in São Paulo, Brazil. Oh, fantastic. That's incredible. Welcome to our podcast. It's very nice to see you. What's going on? Are you in a chalk mine? What's happening? Completely. You look like you're in a vacuum.
I think he's in the Matrix.
Yeah, you're in the you're in beautiful Brazil. Why would you waste time in the Matrix?
They told me not to reveal.
Not to reveal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Wallison. tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you have no furniture and you live in in Middle Earth somewhere.
At least they are giving me water.
Oh, good, good. Oh, good. Tell us about yourself, Wallison.
I am Brazilian. I am a translator now. I have lived in Germany for some time. I am married to a Russian woman.
Oh, my God. You have a very international flair. I like that about you, Wallison. So you are Brazilian. You're native of Brazil, but you have married a woman who is Russian, and you've spent a lot of time in Germany. Okay. So you have a rich background, and you say you're a you're a translator.
Yeah.
Which languages can you translate?
I work with English and German.
Oh, English and German. So what?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn Russian, but it's too hard for me.
Yeah, screw that. You just nyet, nyet, and it's just a lot of nyet, and you can be fine.
Nyet.
What about, why did you decide that you wanted to learn German?
When I was 16 or 17, I was playing a game called Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
You are the American hero.
Yep.
And you need to kill the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of killing the Nazis, I heard them talking and I thought, wow, it's beautiful. So instead of killing them right away.
This is kind of how Hitler got started. People heard a guy yelling in German and thought, hey, wait a minute, this is kind of compelling. What does he want to do?
Did you mean the things that they were saying or the sound of the language?
No, the sound of the language.
Yeah,
because I didn't understand think of German yet.
as a beautiful sounding language.
I don't understand that.
So, I have to tell you, I mean, German doesn't sound, I think Italian sounds beautiful. I think Spanish sounds very beautiful. There are a lot of languages that that sound very, French is gorgeous. But German, it sounds like someone's throwing cans down a staircase. You know,
it's
a lot of. I mean, that's basically, wasn't that fluent German what I just said?
Yeah, I understood every word you said.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah. I said onions, mustard, hamburger, submarine, dive, jawohl. So you...
Yeah, but if you say the same without shouting, it's going to sound beautiful.
No, it has to be shouting. That's the only German I know. That's that's me whispering sweet nothings into my lover's ear in German. That's the only way I know how to do it. Let me ask you a question. So you heard German soldiers in a video game speaking and you thought, this language is beautiful, I need to learn it.
Huh. It's exactly what happened. Then I killed them in the video game, obviously. But after that, I started to learn German. I just wanted to learn the sounds, but I couldn't stop. And now I speak German.
That's cool.
Very good. I don't think they had that in
mind.
And
when I went to Germany, I was afraid of telling this story because in a way you can say that I speak German because of Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought they would find it terrible.
Yeah. Wallison, I think you were wise not to bring up. I love your language. I learned it while I was killing Nazis in a video game. I think you made the right call by keeping that to yourself.
Yeah, but actually, a friend of mine really wanted to know the story. I told her, and she found it hilarious, and she asked me to tell every German I knew the same story. Huh. And all of them liked it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just avoid, if there was a German you ran into who was, in his late 90s, maybe don't tell him. You know what I mean? Stick with the young, cool kids.
Okay.
They'll have a little bit of an ironic chuckle over the whole thing. But when you see a guy wearing a lot of medals, he's about 98 and has what looks to be a little brush mustache, maybe keep it to yourself. Wallison, now you must... But you said your wife is Russian, so you speak German, but you don't speak Russian, the same language as your wife?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Are you a spy?
People say German is hard, but actually Russian is much, much harder.
So what do you speak to each other, English?
When we met, we spoke English, but now she speaks Portuguese. Mm. So we try to speak English, but we are too lazy, so we usually speak Portuguese.
Wow. So she learned your native tongue and you didn't for her.
Yeah, but she came to Brazil. Okay. She loved Brazil before meeting me. So she already liked Portuguese before me.
I'm telling you something right now, Wallace. You owe it to your... What's your wife's name?
Alicia. You can call her Alicia.
Okay. You owe it to Alicia to become fluent in Russian. You must.
I know.
No, and listen to me. Look at me as you say it. You know I'm speaking the truth here. You owe it to her to become fluent. You need to memorize whole pages of Tolstoy.
No, Chekhov. I think you need to play some video games or you kill some Russians.
Yeah, it's usually the best way. Video games and music.
Well, I think, I don't know. I'm concerned. I want for the future of, someday down the road. Do you have kids?
Yeah, we have a daughter.
Okay. Does your wife ever speak Russian to your daughter?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
But she's only 1.5, so she has time.
Right. So she's just saying goo goo gaga in Russian.
Which is goo goo gaga.
Yeah.
No, it's actually goo goo gaga. It's a little different, but it's... sorry, Wallison, this is degenerating quickly.
Thank you.
Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. Sona, is your money, is it working for you? Is it just kind of sitting around being lazy?
I mean, it's underneath my mattress. Isn't that where it should be?
I know that's what we were taught by our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
But your hard-earned cash should always be working towards a better financial future.
Mm.
It's nice to be in the driver's seat and have autonomy when making investments, which is easy to do with Robinhood.
Mm.
You might know Robinhood pioneered free stock trading. Change the face of investing. Mm. They're still doing it today. They offer innovative products like IRAs, EFTs, options, and more to over 26 million funded accounts.
What?
With Robinhood, it's simple to make investments towards your future goals, whatever those may be.
Hmm.
We all have some bucket list items to cross off, and Robinhood has tools to help pursue them. Investing a small amount now could make a big difference 30 years down the road. I'm telling you.
I need someone to tell me what to do with my money because I don't know anything.
Yeah, your money's falling out of your pocket right now.
I know.
It's just wherever Sona goes, there's a trail of money.
I just stuff all of my earnings into my pockets.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Well, it's good you don't make that much. Well, anyway, take your financial future by the reins. Download the app or visit Robinhood.com to learn more. Investing involves risks and loss of principal is possible. Returns are not guaranteed, okay? Robinhood Financial LLC members, SIPC is a registered broker-dealer.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hey,
And I'm just curious, did you have a question for me, Wallison?
Yeah, I know you are a history buff. So I would like to know, what is your favorite controversial historical figure? Genghis Khan, Mussolini, I don't know. And if you were to become a dictator with limitless power, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I'm going to take the second question first. I know what it's like to be a dictator with limitless power because I'm the host of a podcast with my name on it. There's pictures of me all over this building.
Yeah.
Everyone has to do exactly as I say. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Mm. And everyone around me will tell you that I would abuse my power.
Oh.
I would make people laugh at my jokes, I think. I think I'd become unhinged immediately. You know the way they say power corrupts, but it takes a little time? With me, it would happen immediately.
Yeah.
I would completely
become unhinged. You are. You beat some of the people who work for you.
I don't
but in
beat
a loving
any,
way.
I
that,
don't
you
beat
know,
them.
You punch Blay on a regular basis.
He's a big guy. He
and
can
Matt,
take it.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to punch back.
No, no, they just take it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's character building for them, I think. I think I would lose it. Controversial historical figures. Every historical figure eventually is controversial because over time, anything they've done. So you could say Winston Churchill you could say that answer in 1950 and no one's going to have a problem with you.
He means, you know, the big guys like your Stalins, your Hitlers and things like that. Don't
well,
you?
I am not on this podcast going to swear fealty to any of those guys.
But you are pretty interested in Stalin. I've heard you.
Stalin's an interesting guy.
Yeah, maybe interest is
he's
more
a,
the
yeah,
way.
He's more interesting to me because he was a seminary student, you know? And he's also from Georgia, which is a very, I mean, to think that he climbed to the very top when he came from a part that many Russians don't even consider to be Russia. And was briefly a seminary student. And I don't know, I find him to be kind of wacky. But he did.
Wacky.
Never been used to describe Joseph Stalin.
Wacky.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, a lot of problems with that guy. A lot of problems. And I know that's a controversial thing to say. But I find Stalin to be a little problematic.
Someone finally had the balls.
Someone finally had the balls to say Stalin a little problematic. And I don't care. We're taking your calls right now. Call in right now if you agree. Wow, this board is lighting up.
How dare you?
How dare you? I knew Stalin. Stalin was my friend. You, sir, I know Stalin. Well, Wallison, you've made me a promise that you're going to learn fluent Russian and you have to begin immediately. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, Matt brings up a good point. If you're fluent in Russian and you're also fluent in Portuguese and you're fluent in German, you could become an international spy.
Or maybe you already are. Are you?
Are you? Would you tell us if you're a spy? Let it go.
I don't know.
Let's just let it go.
Oh, he's a spy.
Yeah. Wow. He's a spy with a Stalin obsession. Wait.
Everything you can know is behind me.
Yeah, very good.
Ooh.
Very mysterious. Anybody have anything else?
Gosh. Sona, I feel like you should ask him something.
Okay. So you're who do you translate for? Like politicians or just random people who come to Brazil?
No, I just translate texts. So it's kind of boring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's fun. No, that's cool.
I'm not an interpreter. I'm just a translator.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
What about, don't you have a YouTube channel where you translate song lyrics and things like that?
Yeah, when I said that the best way to learn languages is video games or music, it's because I learned English by translating Iron Maiden songs.
So wait a minute.
When I was, what?
When you were a child, you learned English by translating Iron Maiden songs?
I was 12, not a child.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Wow, you took offense at something very strange. I considered myself a child until I was like 37. Wallace,
you already had two kids at 12.
Yeah.
No, you were judging me for listening to Iron Maiden when I was a child, but I wasn't so small.
Okay.
What language were you translating Iron Maiden into? Portuguese?
Yeah, Portuguese, my native language.
And so
I had no internet, so I took a dictionary. So I was translating the lyrics word by word. At the end, they made no sense, obviously, but I learned English.
I'm not familiar with the work of Iron Maiden.
I am.
You are?
It was my first CD was Iron Maiden.
Really?
CD.
So give me some Iron Maiden lyrics.
So understand we're living in this wasted land. Ace is high. There's a lot of World War II imagery. They had that Eddie, that creature that would be on all their album covers. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Ace is high, wasted years.
So
as Conan likes history, they talk a lot about history.
Yeah.
Because one of them is studied history, so they talk a lot about it.
Well, you know, this is inspiring me to learn more about world history by listening to Iron Maiden and then translating it into another language.
Yeah. How would it sound in German? That'd be rough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I took German in high school because I loved World War II movies so much. So I kind of understand what you're saying, but it still feels like a coarse language kind of, you know?
Yeah. And you exclusively learned how to say, dive, U-boat, dive.
Yeah. Like, schnell, Achtung, Achtung, Schnell. Nein, verboten.
Schweinhound. Schweinhound. Okay, well...
Yeah, because of that, I had a huge interest in lyrics and poetry. That's why I studied literature at the university, and I created a YouTube channel to talk about lyrics.
Cool.
Because no one was doing it, so to answer your question.
Cool.
Well, very good. Well, it was very nice talking to you, Wallison. I wish I could say to you right now in German, auf Wiedersehen. I think that's really one of the only words I know.
Yeah.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. And promise me that you are going to learn Russian, okay?
Okay, I will.
You will? I think you're lying to me. I think you're lying to me right now. I think you're...
Yeah.
I don't trust you. You have no background.
We don't know where you are.
We don't know where you are. I think you're in the next room.
They told me to agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, you must work for me then. All right. Well, Wallison, thank you very much. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Nice talking to you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blayard. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.